Hey guys, welcome back to the Big Move Podcast. I'm your host, Em, and this week I'm thrilled to welcome Emily DiDonato.
Something that was kind of like a moment for me was being like, I need to take responsibility of saying like, if I want to feel good, that I need to talk to myself in a way that's positive and being my own cheerleader and not letting that voice inside kind of beat me up.
Emily is a globally recognized supermodel and co-founder and chief creative officer of new skincare brand, Covey. She reaches over 2.5 million people with her social media presence and has graced the covers of Vogue, Allure, Glamour, and so much more. She's also served as the face of Maybelline Cosmetics for 8 years and was the global spokesmodel for the skincare brand Biotherm. I absolutely loved my chat with Emily. She's one of those people who you feel like you've known for years. On this episode, we're getting into all things skincare, beauty, and Emily's experience launching her own brand with her best friend. We're also touching on her journey to body positivity, which is something she had heavy experience with during her career as a model. I feel like Emily is just super down to earth, and she left us with very realistic and tangible advice when it comes to this complicated topic for women. Let's jump into my chat with Emily, and I hope you guys enjoy. Emily, hi. Welcome to the Big Move Podcast.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. We were just literally diving right into things before we actually pressed record. And so I want to like totally back up. There's so much for us to catch up on. I'm really excited to just dive into your new brand launch, your career as a model, and like all of the skincare things. So
totally.
Really excited to have you on today. But first and foremost, where in the world are you chatting with us from today?
So I'm coming to you live from New York. I am down in Tribeca, been here pretty much the whole time over the last year plus, but also been in New York, you know, my whole life. I'm from upstate New York originally, but I've been in Manhattan since 2009. So New Yorker.
I love it. I was just saying to you, I'm feeling very nostalgic about New York lately. I used to get over about once a quarter, but yeah. Since having a baby and then moving across the pond and being here through the pandemic, obviously I haven't been able to get back. So I miss it a lot.
I know. It's such a great city. And, you know, we've been through it. Of course, we all have been through it over the last year, but it's slowly coming back to life, New York. So if anyone's thinking about swinging by, it's really that energy is definitely coming back, which is just so exciting.
I'm so happy to hear that. That makes me happy too. Yeah. So do you mind giving our audience just a brief background on who you are?
Yeah. So my name is Emily DiDonato. I've been a model for almost 12 years now, which is really crazy. I started modeling when I was about 17 years old, a junior in high school. And I grew up in upstate New York in a really small town, about an hour and a half, 2 hours north of New York City. Normal upbringing, all of those things. I got scouted in a mall when I was 17 years old. I started modeling and then I moved to the city in 2009 and started modeling full time and have had a wonderful career doing a lot of beauty work, a lot of fashion work, you know, all the magazines. It's been so incredible. Over the last couple of years, I've definitely focused a little bit more on becoming a content creator and moving in that direction a bit more. So I have a YouTube channel that I love and feel really passionate about. And of course, a TikTok, keeping up with the kids. And then I also just recently launched my own skincare brand, Covey. It's only 1 month old. So that's my new baby that I'm very focused on. So that's a very quick overview of my whole life story.
No, I love it. Thank you for that. And on the note of Covey, I'd love to hone in on your sort of big move there. So this podcast is called The Big Move. So I love to chat on our guests. Transitions, those big decisions, those risks that we take, the businesses that we launch. So in your case, I'd love for you to tell us a little bit more about taking that leap and launching your own skincare brand. What was that sort of moment like for you?
Yeah. I mean, I had loved skincare for a very long time and beauty generally. And my skin was obviously really important for my work. And I would try all the products. I was always layering all the actives and thought, you know, I kind of came from that more is more mentality with skincare. I thought, you know, the more expensive and more active the products and the more I was putting on my face, you know, the better I was going to look. And that just simply was not the case. And, you know, it's funny, a very like pivotal moment, I shared my skincare routine with Harper's Bazaar on their famous Get Unready With Me series. And it had many steps. It was very complicated. And it was funny. I got torn up in the comments. People were like, this is the most whack routine. Like, those are the wrong products in the wrong order. You know, you're not supposed to use those two products or actives together. And that was kind of a moment where I was like, wow, I love skincare so much. I have access to so many experts. I thought this was something that I felt pretty well researched on and felt passionate about. And then I kind of started doing a ton of research and realized, you know, I was going on skincare communities like Skincare Addiction on Reddit, and I was doing a ton of research on Twitter and looking at reviews of top selling products, and realized that I was not alone in the sense that I did not know what products I actually needed in my routine, what order they were supposed to be used in, and if the products worked together, which is why I decided to kind of take matters into my own hands and create Covey, which is the simple, effective, and compatible routine. But of course, there were many steps leading up to that point of like the launch. That's just like everything, you know, tied up in a neat bow. Definitely a lot of risks and stressors and complicated moments leading up to it. But yeah.
Perfect. And can we talk really quick on why are people so nasty? Like, I can't believe. And it's so cool that you've gotten your inspiration and that's your story, because I think it is obviously a really honest one. But why are people so rude?
You know, the skincare community is an extremely engaged one, right? And I think that is a beautiful thing. And there's so much information now on the internet about skincare, which is a beautiful thing, but it's also a really confusing thing. And these days, you know, more is more, and people are more encouraged to do more steps and make things more complicated. But I kind of craved a routine that I could do no matter where I was in the world, what was going on in my life, that was so simple and easy that I would keep returning to it and my skin would look great too, you know? But yeah, I mean comments, positive comments, those are all sources of inspiration for sure. But you have to be in the right mindset sometimes to receive them.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more with you. So Emily, getting into a few career questions, I would love to touch on your global modeling career, which has obviously been so major. Can you share a little bit more on your modeling experience with the audience?
Yeah. So like I mentioned, I started modeling when I was about 17 years old. I was scouted in a mall in Connecticut, and I met my first agency that way. And I started working like within the week, which was really, really crazy. I was like shooting a campaign for Ralph Lauren like a week later. It all happened very, very quickly. And I moved to the city full time. And, you know, within like 6 months of me modeling, I, you know, was shooting for Ralph Lauren. I was doing great editorial in magazines like Glamour. And I signed a contract with the cosmetics brand Maybelline. And that was a huge deal for me. For many, many models, they work many years to get an opportunity like that. And I kind of came into the game, and that happened very quickly for me, which was amazing and really encouraged me to pursue modeling full time, because there was a moment where I was considering going to college like all of my friends. That's, you know, the American way. And then yeah. What else can I share about my experience? What would you like to hear?
As a follow-up question, like, you're literally 17 or 18 and you're going to move to New York City. Like, are you scared out of your mind, or like, what is going on there for you, I guess?
Oh, I was so scared. Like, you know, all of my friends were going away to college, and they were going to like these big universities, and I felt a little jealous and a little scared to be doing something, you know, not so traditional. And then moving to Manhattan, you know, growing up in New York, you would think that a lot of my peers would also move to the city because I grew up relatively close, but that actually was not the case. All of my friends kind of went to these big state schools all over the country, and I had no friends in the city for like the first year that I lived here. And as a model, you're a freelancer, you're never with the same people very often whatsoever. So I had a really hard time like making those initial friends and making good friends, especially in the city, because I was just never seeing the same people. I'd had no structure or kind of routine. So that was definitely scary and lonely for a while.
Absolutely. And you're garnering so much experience at such a young age. Are you still, so flash forward to, I guess, now, are you still modeling, or are you sort of transitioning out of that as you're launching your brand, or are you juggling both?
I'm kind of juggling both. You know, modeling has been pretty quiet, especially over the pandemic. But I kind of use that as an opportunity to focus on Covey. But yes, I am still modeling. And when that starts picking up again, that's definitely going to be difficult to kind of juggle both. But you know, I think doing both is important for me and for my life and kind of my career, and both satisfy me in different ways. So yeah.
Absolutely. Do you think there are like aspects of your modeling background that maybe you're taking into your new business as a beauty founder? Do you think there's like been any overlap there?
Yes, I definitely think that some of the stuff that I learned while modeling has, you know, trickled down into Covey. And as a model, you're always kind of the observer and you're kind of on the outside of things. You don't make a lot of decisions or have a lot of input in what's going on a photo shoot, but you do a lot of watching and listening. So I felt like I absorbed a lot in the sense that I kind of knew what I wanted. You know, we were going into our first shoot or what I wanted to do on social and, you know, what other brands have done in the past that I've been there for, or how to kind of optimize and get the most out of a shoot or a content moment. And that's a combination of what I've learned from being a model, but also as a content creator too. Being able to give input on those things has been amazing.
Absolutely. I was going to say you're probably the perfect like creative director, being that you've just been kind of in the industry or around it in so many ways.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it definitely was a learning curve because at the same time, like I said, like I went for such a long time not really giving my input or opinion because it wasn't really relevant. It isn't really relevant as a model. You're kind of the vessel to bring someone else's vision to life. So when it came to me bringing my vision to life, but I was also the model at the same time and kind of the face, it was nerve-wracking and a learning curve for sure. But an exciting challenge, and I've already learned so much. So it's been great.
Absolutely. So what is Covey? Can you sort of share the brand ethos, philosophy, and sort of your approach to skincare and beauty?
Yeah. So Covey is a word in English. It means a small flock of birds. And we really liked that word because we were looking for words around togetherness or community, because so much of Covey was based off of social listening that we did. And also myself and my business partner, who's also my best friend, you know, we consider ourselves a kind of little group. And I also think of the three products as like a little group or community. So that's why we loved the word Covey. And then in terms of the three products, you know, like I was mentioning earlier, in terms of like coming from this more is more mentality, I always wanted to have great skin. It was important for my job to have great skin, but I genuinely didn't know what products I needed in my routine, what order I was supposed to use them in, and if the products work together. And, you know, I think the idea of combining many different products was something that was complicated, confusing, and totally wreaking havoc on my skin. So with Covey, we really wanted to create this foolproof three-step system of the three products that work together. Also, the three products are labeled in a way that reference the order you're supposed to use them. So we have our first of all cleanser, next up vitamin C serum, last but not least moisturizer. We wanted to make it as simple, easy, and foolproof as possible. And we made sure that in the formulation process that the three products worked together in harmony with your skin and with each other.
I love it. And I love the minimalist approach. That's sort of been my approach to skincare and beauty since I started my Instagram and my blog. So it very much resonates with me, but I also think with so many people out there, just keeping it really simple. And also just if you're not really like into skincare or a beauty junkie, I feel like it's also the perfect place for people to just find really simplified skincare. 1, 2, 3, boom, boom, boom.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I think we made sure that the products were full of high quality, effective ingredients. So, you know, for people who are diehard beauty junkies, when they look at the formulations, they can see that these are really great, high quality products. But like you said, it is definitely a place for people who are like, I know I should be taking care of my skin. And I have so many friends and family like this who are like, I know I should be doing something, but I don't know where to start. And Covey is such a perfect place to start for that.
Totally, totally. So can you tell us a little bit more about your other founder, your bestie, Christina, and sort of why did you two decide to launch the brand together?
Yeah. So Christina has been my best friend for about 6 or 7 years now. And we met through our husband. So Christina, her husband, and my husband all went to college together at Cornell.
And my Christina husband and went to Cornell. Love it.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I wonder if they know each other.
So I have the Cornell like jerseys, paraphernalia, like floating
Same.
Around, you know, the flat and house back home in Chicago. He has like a shrine. He played football. So, oh God, he's going to
totally.
Kill me when he hears this.
Oh my God, that's too funny. Okay, so it's all in the family.
Yes.
So they've known each other for years. And then my husband introduced me to Christina. We became fast friends. And one of the first things that we really bonded over was skincare and beauty. When we went on our first like trip together as couples, because we've traveled a ton together, that was one of the first things Christina and I bonded over. We would get ready together. And she would always say, oh, we're doing like a sorority get ready with me. I never went to college and I was not in a sorority, but you know, you blast music, you slam all your beauty products on the counter. And we would always bond over like what we brought, what was working, what we liked, you know, what was recommended to us. And you know, what started as just two girls like swapping what our derm recommended to us kind of quickly grew into us sending each other articles back and forth, kind of talking about new products and skincare launches that we were seeing and really getting interested in what was going on. But also we had this shared confusion because as much as we loved and felt passionate about beauty and skincare, we felt genuinely very confused as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That makes so much sense. And has the new venture sort of changed or evolved the friendship at all? Like what has that kind of looked like?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think it's definitely in some ways made us stronger and better because it's almost like as best friends, that's one thing. And then as business partners, you kind of have to learn this new algorithm in terms of how to work together. And we're very different, which I think is super helpful actually in our partnership because I'm more creative. I'm more type B. She's very type A. She has a marketing background. You know, I have my modeling background, but we come together and we have totally different strengths, but it's great. We definitely, in terms of like being friends and business partners, we literally have to have an agenda when we get together because we're like, okay, let's touch base on these like few covey things that we have to talk about. And then we have to talk about these few personal things or like catch up on these few things that happened this week because we just have to dive into that too. So we literally have an agenda when we get together.
That actually makes so much sense because I'm sure like the lines get blurred and like time management, you're both probably extremely busy. So no, that makes a lot of sense and is an interesting dynamic for sure.
Totally.
So do you have any advice for anyone looking to launch in beauty right now? Like, are there any things that you wish you knew at the beginning that maybe you would tell your old self?
I think what I would tell my younger self, you know, we started working on Covey about 3 years ago, so it was definitely a very long journey. But I think what I would tell myself is to trust your intuition and your gut and that you know more than you think you do. I think there were so many times, especially with my background as a model and not having this traditional education, I always felt insecure that I didn't know what I was doing and I didn't know what I was bringing to the table. But it's actually like you totally have a point of view on stuff and you do have an expertise or experience in areas that others do not. And I just wish in the beginning I had tapped more into what I, you know, the value that I had inside and the experiences that I had inside, because they're valid and important. I just spent so much time having kind of imposter syndrome the first bit of being a founder. That's something that I still struggle with. And it's a really useless feeling because it's just like you still need to run your business and move it forward. So feeling insecure about who you are and your background is not very helpful. You just have to keep kind of propelling things forward and giving a point of view and your opinion and hoping for the best. But I think it's easy to look at all these other brands and product launches and think everyone has it all figured out. But I can't tell you how many things I figured out just by doing a little bit of research, observing what other brands were doing and saying, okay, I see what they did there. How would that apply for Covey? Could that apply for Covey? Could I do a version of that that makes sense for us? So it's almost a combination of like, you know more than you think you do. And if you don't know what to do in a moment, like all you have to do is sit in front of the computer for a few hours and do a little research and you will be able to figure it out. The internet is a wonderful thing.
I love that. And I think it's such perfect advice. It really resonates with me. It's just a theme I think that keeps coming up, especially as like a content creator, a podcaster, anybody sort of on social media right now. Like it's a tough feeling to have, but you are so right. We all have a unique point of view. And we just have to get comfortable with, like, as you said, like researching and then also sharing our own points of view. But easier said than done.
Totally.
Okay, Emily, coming up to the third and final section of our chat, my favorite section, which is skincare, beauty, product questions. I have all of the things for you. So your skin is amazing. I need to talk about, like, in general, like, what is your routine? What's the Covey routine? Like, can you take us through it all?
Yeah, absolutely. So I try to keep it pretty simple. That's, you know, the ethos of Covey, but also just myself in general, especially during the pandemic. I actually feel like I've spent a lot less time on my beauty routines, even though I have a lot more time to spend on my beauty routines. But anyway, for my cleanser, I always use our First of All cleanser. So it's this really wonderful jelly consistency that foams up. And, you know, with creating the First of All cleanser, I just really wanted a product that took everything off, like makeup, dirt, sunscreen, everything from the day in one quick, simple step. I know a lot of people are a big fan of the double cleanse, but unfortunately I am extremely lazy. And when I would come home from a long day at work and had a ton of makeup on, I was just like, I just want it all off as quickly as possible. So our First of All cleanser really does achieve that. It took the longest for us to formulate that. I think we did about 13 versions of it, because if it wouldn't take off all of my makeup, we were back to the drawing board and trying to figure it out, which was fun, but also, you know, took a very long time. But it's this really perfect combination. It takes everything off, but it also soothes the skin and protects the skin's barrier. So we have Babassu oil in there and lauric acid, which really helps to protect the skin barrier and strengthen it. And then we also have aloe leaf juice, which is really soothing. So it really is that perfect combination of taking it all off without stripping or drying the skin. And then I always use our Next Step Vitamin C Serum. So our Next Step Vitamin C Serum, we use a different form of vitamin C than a lot of other brands use, which is THG ascorbate. So THG is actually more stable, more powerful, and more gentle than other forms of vitamin C. You may or may not know this, but I think a lot of people know that with vitamin C serums, A, they smell really bad. When it's L-ascorbic acid, they kind of have that ham smell or that penny smell, which was such a big pet peeve of mine. Ours has absolutely no scent. But also with L-ascorbic acid, oftentimes by the time you open it and start using it, it oxidizes and loses a lot of its potency and effectiveness. So that's not the case with THG ascorbate. And it's more powerful. So it's actually 50 times more powerful than L-ascorbic acid and just really penetrates deep into the skin. So we have THG in there, we have grapeseed extract in there, we have vitamin E. And when you use all three of those ingredients together, they actually help each other and become more powerful when put together, which is really awesome. And then I always use our last but not least moisturizer, which is this really wonderful, whippy, hydrating consistency. It's like this perfect combination of water-based hydration and oil-based moisture ingredients. We have squalane in there, we have glycerin, we have sodium hyaluronate, which really is a great super hydrator. And it looks incredible under makeup. That was something that I was testing when I was going to work as a model. I would put on our moisturizer, go to work, ask makeup artists like, oh, how does my skin feel to you today? Like, how is the makeup layering on top of it? And I knew we were getting towards the end of it when people would kind of touch my skin and say like, oh, your skin feels great. Like, what have you been using on it? And then of course I always do some sort of sunscreen. I'm always experimenting with sunscreens. I'm trying to switch into being a mineral girl. I'm trying the new Pipette brand, which is actually like for babies, but I kind of like it. I like Super Goop as well. And I also like First Aid Beauty has a great mineral sunscreen that I kind of play with sometimes, but that's kind of my go-to routine.
Okay. I love it. And thanks for sharing the bit about vitamin C, because yeah. I feel like as somebody with sensitive skin, I am a bit scared of a lot of the vitamin C serums that are out there because they are just too powerful for me. They yes. make me break out. They're going to inflame my skin. I can attest I've been using yours and that is not the case. So you're saying it's more
so
gentle.
Glad.
Yeah, no. So I think it's good, but it's just good to like stick some education in there because there's a lot out there when it comes to skincare and it can be very overwhelming.
Yeah. And vitamin C serums are tough because like you said, they can be strong and potent, but really irritating, cause a lot of redness, dryness. So finding something that like is active and does a great job kind of penetrating the skin, but doesn't make you like inflamed and red is not helpful.
Totally. And actually just out of curiosity, because we are coming up to like summer season where we need all of the sunscreen and like protecting our face, what is making you go for like a mineral sunscreen over something that is like not a mineral sunscreen?
Well, I feel like I'm not sure if you have heard all of the drama on the internet as of lately of sunscreens and beauty products, but like there was all these sunscreen brands that had, you know, said they were a certain level of protection and then they weren't, and they were doing like third-party testing and realized that a lot of these sunscreens were bogus and not actually working. And then I feel like with mineral sunscreens. My dermatologist, and she's actually our partner derm for Covey, always said that like a mineral physical sunscreen is better. So that's why I'm trying to make the switch over to a mineral. But if you have recommendations, I'm always open to it.
No, that's really, really helpful. I love Elta MD for sunscreen, but I should know this and I don't if it's mineral versus non-mineral. But no, that makes a lot of sense. And I'm just glad I asked you. So what do you think like really attributes to the dewy glow that like everyone is after on social, on the internet when it comes to skincare? Like, do you think it's all about your products? Is it about diet? Is it about sleep? Like, what do you think makes the biggest difference?
Yeah. I mean, I think the reality of the situation is it's all of the above, right? It's like for myself, I know my skin looks best when I sleep between 7 to 8 hours a night. Anything more and anything less, I look kind of tired, dull, have dark circles. So that's one element for myself, at least. Definitely eating healthy and like staying away from alcohol is a huge one for me. My skin looks better when I'm eating healthy, like getting a lot of greens in, not a lot of greasy, fatty, heavy foods. And then alcohol for me is just like so drying for my skin, gives me dark circles. So really avoiding that is helpful. And then of course, products matter. You know, when I'm consistent with my routine and I keep it simple, that's when my skin, I feel like, looks the best and is kind of thriving. And then of course, there's a hormonal element to skin. There's no denying that, like where you're at in your cycle and what's going on, like that has an impact even for me. So I think it's like the combination of all of those things and stress too, right? That's another thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So I imagine there are a lot of beauty tips and tricks that you learned from your modeling years. Are there any in specific behind the scenes secrets or any tricks that you want to share with our listeners?
You know, I think in terms of beauty tricks, when it comes to makeup, I feel like some of the most talented makeup artists in the world that I've worked with use their hands for a lot of the product application. And they also use different products for different things, meaning lipsticks as blushes, blushes as lipsticks, you know, blushes as eyeshadows. Like, I feel like true makeup artists, and I feel like it's such a great tip in the sense to like remind yourself to have fun with makeup and that there's no rules with makeup, and to kind of play with it in the way that someone who, you know, paints would paint on a face, you know, have fun with it and play with the colors and textures and different products for different areas of the face. In terms of hair, one of the best tips that I think I've ever gotten on that was to wash my hair less. I know that people are more aware of this now. I was not, you know, a couple of years ago, I thought washing my hair every single day was just simply the right thing to do. But I had a very frizzy, dry texture. I just thought that was my texture. But then when I started washing my hair a lot less, I realized that my hair was actually a much nicer, less frizzy, less dry texture. So that's been a great thing that I have incorporated.
Okay, I love all of those. And I have to ask, have you seen the Vogue Beauty Secrets at all? Like any of those tutorials? Okay, I'm obsessed with them. And the one thing that you said, I keep seeing repeatedly because obviously a lot of these women, they're either models or celebrities and they're getting their makeup done and they're picking up those tips and tricks. And it's using your hands, like working in your concealer with your hands. And that's something I wasn't doing for a really long time. I was just picking up my beauty blender. But I thought that that was just a really great tip and something you just said.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think a lot of people fear using your hands, using your fingers. Of course, you should wash your hands before you do any of the above. But, you know, a lot of people were thought that like perfect makeup was, you know, the perfect brush, perfect beauty blender, all of those things. But I always say the best makeup artists kind of are the ones that are just like, it's almost like they have their hands all over my face and then all of a sudden they lift their hands and I look incredible. It's like insane.
Totally. And so just look from obviously stalking you on your Instagram, I love all your makeup looks. Like they're very minimalist and you're sort of pulling that off-duty modeling look very easily. So I have to ask, what is your approach to makeup? Are you wearing much these days or what is that looking like?
Yeah, I still do kind of like my everyday makeup in the mornings. It just makes me feel alive and like I'm put together. But for me, the key steps are really like some sort of concealer under my eyes or any blemishes that I'm having. Do you want to know products that I'm using?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay. Yeah.
I can never say no.
Yeah. For concealer, I always use Maybelline's Instant Age Rewind. That's kind of like my old faithful. I've used that forever. And then I always do some sort of bronzer. I love the Hoola bronzer. bronzer. Just think that's a perfect tint. And then I always do some sort of mascara. I love Maybelline's new Sky High that went viral on TikTok, and I literally like ran to the store to get it. It is worth it. I have like no eyelashes and it's incredible. I always do some sort of blush, and that varies. Sometimes I use like my lipstick as my blush. Sometimes I use some sort of cream or liquid blush. It depends. I always do a little bit of bronzer around my eyes as well, just to like give them a little color and oomph. And then I always fill in my brows with some sort of like blonde pencil, which is super, super natural. I'm pretty sparse in the brow area. And then I do some sort of brow gel. Sometimes that's just using some hairspray on a spoolie though, and just brushing up my brows. That helps as well.
Okay, cool. I need a new mascara, so I'm definitely going to go for the Maybelline Sky High. So thanks it's for the reco. Perfect. Yeah. So I love to touch on body positivity, as I know that you are a major advocate in this realm. What has your sort of journey been like around body positivity?
Yeah, I mean, I think I always call it a journey, and I'm glad you did too, because it's not something that I like wake up every day and have totally figured out. But yeah, you know, I started modeling at a young age, and I was told by many people that my body needed to change and be smaller and thinner and different. And, you know, when I was younger, I just wanted to be successful, and I wanted to, you know, make the people around me proud. So I did just that. I got as small as I could. And unfortunately, it was also the most miserable I ever was in my life. And it didn't move the needle in terms of my modeling career, meaning like I got super thin, and then people were like, oh, she looked better before. Like, this doesn't look natural on her, which like, duh, it was not whatsoever. But I think like coming to peace with my body, and you know, that took a very long time. I mean, that took like 7, 8, closer to 10 years, because I was always analyzing my body, obsessed with how it looked. I was constantly going to work and kind of trying to squeeze myself into sample sizes, which never worked out. And I always felt kind of less than or not worthy. And I equivalated, you know, my self-worth to how thin I was for a very long time. And then I kind of reached this point where I was like, you know, being thin does not mean you'll be more successful. And it also definitely doesn't mean that you'll be more happy, which was something that I learned firsthand. And really trying to encourage myself to come at it with more of like a neutrality towards my body. Like, you know, just because I don't look perfect in a pair of jeans that might have fit 2 weeks ago doesn't mean that my whole day has to be ruined. Like, just throw on a different pair of pants. Like, everything's going to be okay. But I also think, you know, being a model was my main focus, my only focus for a long time. So that's why so much of my self-worth was focused on how thin I was. But once I started incorporating like other things into my life and hobbies and interests and my business, like it just became so much less important and felt less heavy on my heart. And also focusing on just like positive self-talk and not really letting myself go into those dark places where I just was, you know, so tough on myself and it really wasn't helping anyone.
Absolutely. And thank you for just for sharing that and just being so honest around that. And I think it makes so much sense. It's just, it's not something that we all necessarily wake up feeling amazing about our body every day. Like you said, it changes. It's a journey. You know, it takes many years. Do you have like maybe one piece of advice that you have for young women, like when it comes to body positivity?
Yeah, I would say that, you know, you really have to be the driver of your own experience with your body and the conversations that you're having. You know, I think any of us, when we're feeling insecure or down about our bodies, you know, you want people to tell you that you look great and you're beautiful or you're thin. But we all know at the end of the day that when you don't feel good, no matter what anyone else says, it's really not going to matter. It doesn't move the needle. A million people can tell you look amazing, but if you don't feel amazing, it just doesn't sink in. So I think something that was kind of like a moment for me was being like, I need to take responsibility of saying like, if I want to feel good, that I need to talk to myself in a way that's positive and being my own cheerleader and not letting that voice inside kind of beat me up, which took years of practice, right? Because those negative thoughts still trickle in, like, you know, you don't look good today, or you look fat, or like those jeans fit you last week and they don't fit you this week, and wanting to like let that voice tear me down. But I really have to stop myself and say like, okay, I need to say like, I look great. Like, I still like my outfit today. Or like, I wanted to wear these pants instead anyway. Or this doesn't mean that I have to have the worst day ever. I have tons to look forward to. Like, changing that conversation, I think, is just really important, and on you kind of taking that responsibility.
Absolutely. Like it starts from within first. Like you're not going to get that validation from other people.
Exactly.
So I have a few rapid fire questions for you, of which a few we have touched upon, but we'll just go through them quick. So number one skincare product in your arsenal right now.
I would say our Next Up Vitamin C Serum, just because it is so potent and powerful and gentle. And especially in the warmer months, I absolutely love it. Can't live without it. And it gives you such a glow that I love it.
Perfect. What's your top makeup secret?
I think kind of what I said earlier, like using your hands and fingers and just having fun with makeup.
Okay, perfect. Best sun care tip?
I would say like as much as you can put on sunscreen, like I wear a hat, I wear a cover up, like I'm in the shade, like you kind of have to hide from the sun and be strategic about when you let the skin out there.
I'm so with you. It's all about hats, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
As a last and final question, do you have any advice out there for those of us with a passion but don't quite know what steps to take to pursue it and bring it to life? Any like tips based on your journey or experience?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's so easy to put so much pressure on yourself to be like, I need to have it all figured out. And my first, you know, steps need to be perfect. Like I need to know exactly what I'm going to do and how it's going to work and who's going to be in it with me. And like, that is just not the case. You know, I think just continuing to take steps forward and not being afraid to try things, I think is key. Like, you know, you don't have to have it all figured out. It doesn't have to be perfect. You just need to take steps forward and be more open to trying things and testing things and not being afraid of failure or it not turning out how you want it to or expect it to.
Amazing advice. Thank you. Emily, what is next for you? And Kavi, is there anything that you want to share with the audience before you go?
I mean, I have some exciting couple of months coming up. There's some great partnerships happening with Kavi. So make sure to follow us on Instagram to stay tuned for that. And then for myself, you know, I'll be in Sports Illustrated swimsuit again this year. So that will be an exciting launch and time. And hopefully, you know, we'll be able to really celebrate that. And I will just be in New York plugging away here. And that's kind of that's it.
Amazing. All amazing things. And where can everyone follow you and find Kavi?
Yeah, you can find me at Emily DiDonato on YouTube and Instagram, TikTok. I am DiDonato Emily. And yeah, that's where you can find me.
Amazing. And also everyone who is listening, guys, we are going to be doing a Kavi product giveaway on Instagram and on social media. So look out for our posts this week. And then also you can use code BIGMOVE on Kavi.com as we're going to be offering 10% off of the entire Kavi routine. So be sure to check it out. Emily, thank you so much for coming on the pod. We loved having you today. This was an awesome chat.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. This was awesome. And yeah, thank you.
Amazing. Thanks, Emily. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you found value from this episode, please share it with a friend and tag us on Instagram at The Big Move Podcast. We love to hear your feedback, and we will catch you on the next episode.